No, I mean, having said that, I think I changed my mind. I think I'd say, yeah, get that and see how that works for you. I've only seen one in operation, a guy that lived right near me. He had one, and he liked it. And I'm sure it'll work good for you. You know, it's the same concept. You know, it's a screwdriver antenna, right? So, you know, it finds its resonance, and, you know, you just depends how much coil are you using. So, obviously, if you're down on 80, you know, it's going to be, you know, the efficiency of that antenna is going to be pretty low, you know, and as you go up, it's going to get higher and higher and all that. But that's just a given. You know, there's nothing much you can do about that. If you really want to get on 80, you know, on your, you're in the mobile, well, that's when wire gauge and physical size and all that stuff really starts to come into play, you know, and all that just to get, you know, just to try to struggle your way to 10% efficiency. Right. Yeah, no, if I can hit 40, I'm pumped. And if I really do want to do 80, I'd probably get an 80-meter hamstick or some sort of coil and just monoband it. And if I need 80, I'll just switch to that rather than trying to compromise 10 different ways.